This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. In a reluctant vote, Colorado air commissioners have agreed to drop a plan to reduce commuter traffic along the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The policy would have required large employers to offer alternatives to driving to work alone, like shuttle buses or telecommuting. Governor Polis cited the plan as a key piece of his effort to combat climate change. But after fierce resistance from business groups, air regulators dropped the mandatory policy and asked Colorado's Citizen Air Commission to approve. The members unhappily agreed Friday, saying they lacked the legal authority to reverse the decision. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says the state is hoping federal funding could help beef up alternative routes to I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
In an interview with Colorado Matters, Polis says the state needs an efficient bypass to get around Glenwood Canyon on Interstate 70, which has been closed frequently due to mudslides.
It's something simply the state can't afford to do, to have a several-hour bypass. We can't afford to have the heavy truck traffic coming into cities like Steamboat and damaging the local roads.
Polis says the state is working with Eagle and Garfield counties on alternative routes. The state has asked the federal government for more than $100 million to fund those efforts. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
After weeks of improvement fueled by summer monsoon rains, drought is creeping back into Colorado. Extreme and exceptionally dry conditions have lingered in Delta County and Moffat County in the Northwest. Find more at CPR.org. This is CPR News.